Well, talking of tuning in when and where, you have to tune into Mnet this Sunday evening. If you are an Mnet viewer, you cannot have missed the trailer telling us all that an exciting new TV crime series starts this weekend called Trackers. And it is a six-part series, a partnership between Mnet and two global broadcasting giants, I think we can call them, Cinemax, and then the German public broadcaster ZDF. And it's being described as the biggest original drama co-production in African television history. Never mind all of that. I know for those of you who are fans of the book on which it's based, you are chomping at the bit to get your first look at the television adaptation. And the man whose book is at its beating heart is also, no doubt, keenly awaiting that first public feedback. It's such a pleasure to welcome to the Yellow Couch today internationally acclaimed author Dion Meyer, whose work has been translated into more than 20 languages and has sold millions of copies worldwide. Great to have you on the show again, Dion. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
I say chomping at the bit. I mean, you've been deeply involved in the making of the series, and we'll talk about that role just now. But at some point, you've got to say it's out of our hands. It's now over to the viewing public. And you must be, I would guess, feeling quite nervous ahead of Sunday.
I am nervous. You know, we worked so hard, so many months, actually years, in bringing this to fruition, and the expectations are extremely high, not only from readers, but as you say, people who've seen the marketing on Mnet, and we would love to live up to those expectations. I am tremendously proud of what we've done. I think it is of international standard. I think we can compete with the best action suspense series that we see on our televisions, but still, there is trepidation there.
Okay. Well, the early critical feedback is good, because you did host a bit of a press preview. I'm very sorry to have missed it, but I've read several reviews from those who were there. And let me just share with our listeners what Herman Erloff, who you've heard on the show quite often, chatting on behalf of Channel 4. This is what Herman had to say. Weaving together three complex storylines seen from three very different South African perspectives, the well-made show succeeds in pushing you right to the edge of your seat, makes you laugh when it needs to most, and powerfully silences you when it goes for the gut. It does all this in a way that would make some Hollywood shows envious. That's a pretty good start, Dion.
Oh, he's very kind. If I can send him a book, I'll do it right now.
Okay, I know where to find him, so done deal. I mean, I know authors sometimes have to hand over a script and then back away and keep their noses out of it, but that hasn't been the case for you with this series.
No, I've sold some of my other books rights to overseas producers who didn't quite do what I hoped they would do. So This time I said, I want to be involved as an executive producer. I want to be part of the writing team. And I think I was very discreet and I was very objective. I sat in the room and I sort of gently nudged when I needed to. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I mean, it's a tough thing to take a whole novel and adapt that as an only six-part series within very specific budget constraints. And I always respected that. But I wanted to have the soul and the fiber and the fabric of the story to be in the TV series.
You were your co-writing team had some incredible young talents, including Amy Jeffther, who we had on the show a couple of months ago.
Right.
Really exciting writer out of Mitchell's Plain. I mean, what's it like? It's your story. As you say, you have to be discreet and gently nudging. Did you enjoy the process of collaborating with them and seeing what an outsider to the story brought to it?
I loved the process. I think because we worked with such exciting young talent. We also had Robert Thorogood, the British, former BBC, well, he still writes for for BBC television. He's a very seasoned, very experienced, very smart guy. We had our co-production partners from the UK, Three Rivers Studios. Mm-hmm. They brought a lot of experience. And for me, it was a really wonderful process. And I didn't have to do all that much. I think they were very respectful in terms of the book. But, you know, our whole aim and our very shared vision for this was, yes, the book is there and we will try and be as honest as we can, but we have to make a great TV series. Mm. Because if you make a bad TV series, nobody's going to read the book. But if you make a great TV series, then a lot more people will go buy the book.
Yeah.
So our aim was, let's make good TV, and I think we've done that.
So let's talk a little bit about the book, for the sake particularly of those who haven't read it. Spoor, as it was in the original Afrikaans,
right.
2010, I think that came out, followed then by the English translation Trackers. Can you sketch for us the main thematic plot lines without giving too much away?
Well, sure. The interesting thing was when I planned the book, usually I go with a story. I have several story ideas, and I go with the one that I really am the most excited about. The problem with that book was that I had three story ideas that I was equally excited about. And then I had a moment of clarity, which doesn't happen very often, that I realized, but I can weave them together. They do have a few things in common. I can really bring them together for a very surprise ending. So that's what I did. The first story is Miller, a Durbanville housewife. She's abused by her husband and her teenage son, and she walks out on them without a job, tries to find a job, and then gets caught up into some very exciting stuff, and it's life-changing for her. Mm-hmm. Second storyline is Lemmer, a character that I've used before in Blood Safari. He's asked to ride shotgun for two rhinos being smuggled in from Zimbabwe. And that isn't quite what it seems. Mm-hmm. And then the third storyline is another of my previous characters, Mathieu Baird, who's now practicing as a private eye, who gets asked to find a missing husband. His wife asks Mathieu Baird to find a missing husband. The interesting thing is that we had to leave out certain things for the TV series. And that's always very tough. We had to make very tough creative decisions. But the good news is that even for people who've read the book, there will be some major and I hope pleasant surprises in the TV series. Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. It's been a few years since I read it, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to revisiting the character of Lemon in particular.
Right.
I mean, he's such a fascinating character.
Yeah, and James Gracie, who we cast as Lemon, I think is absolutely brilliant. He has now become Lemon's face in my head, strangely enough.
Okay, I mean, I think of Lemmer, I think of shall we say, anger management issues. So
right.
I'm looking forward to seeing what James has
done. He still has those.
Okay. Did you have much say in the casting or any say at all?
I very much was part of the team who made the decisions on the casting. And again, that was a very pleasant process because there's spectacular talent in this country. With certain of the characters, we knew from the start who we would like to see, and we got them. We got the A team. But for certain of the characters, we had so many good screen tests. So many great auditions that it was really tough to choose. Although eventually, if you look at what those actors and actresses have done, I think we've made the right choices.
Okay, so James Gracie is Lemon. Who's your Mathieu Baird?
I'm not going to reveal that
You're
right
not
now.
Going to? Yeah. Okay, all right. Intriguing.
For spoiler reasons.
Okay.
That's
say no more. Okay. Right, we have some listener questions coming through, so let me just go to a few of those before I carry on hurling questions at you. Zia would like to know, please, when will you have a new book out? Please tell him he is one of the best thriller writers in the world. Zia, I hope he knows that. I think a few people have told him that already, but I agree with you.
Zia, I still love hearing it, but I do blush. Next book is The Last Hunt. It'll be out in November.
So I have a copy sitting next to my – well, it was sitting next to my bedside table, and my daughter stole it from me this weekend, so I'll have to get it back. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but can't wait. So that's great news, Zia. You don't have to wait much more than a couple of weeks for the next one. I believe there's a question or comment as a voice note as well.
Hi, Pippa. I am a very big Dion Mayer fan. I've read all of his books, and I cannot wait to see his – series. I hope that it's going to be good, and that we are going to be sitting on the edges of our seats because we've come to know and love his characters, and I really, really look forward to watching it. And obviously he needs to keep on typing because we need more books. So nice to have you, Dion Mayer, and you've got a fan. Thank you, Lauren in Fishhook.
Oh, thank you, Lauren. That is so cool of you to say that. I can tell you that the series is edge of the seat stuff. I think the suspense levels are tremendously high. The tempo is beautiful. It really moves forward. So no worries about that.
Well, I mean, if the trailer is anything to go by, we're in for an absolute treat because that was a world-class trailer. So great start. Let's talk a little bit about the filming locations. Were you part of – did you travel with the cast to film on scene?
Not all the time. Yeah. I tried to let the crew and cast do what they do best. I always find that, you know, when I'm there, there's a little bit of, we want to please the writer, or, you know, I don't want that. I want them to carry on with whatever they're doing. But we shot all over the country. We shot in Limpopo. We shot in Mpumalanga, obviously in the Cape Town, in the Karoo. Mm-hmm. And I think South Africa becomes another character in this series.
Yeah.
The most beautiful, spectacular landscape shots. And I'm just so proud that this is going to travel overseas.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, what a fantastic opportunity for us, what a marketing platform for us, because let's talk a little bit about where overseas it goes. I mean, ZDF being a partner means obviously it gets seen in Germany, but the tie-in with Cinemax and the association with HBO there, I mean, that opens doors all over the world, doesn't it?
It does indeed, and we already know that it's going to Asia, it's going to North America, and we're hoping probably a lot of other places in Europe too. But it does. That is why one of the reasons why I'm so proud is that I think the standard of this series is good enough to travel internationally without us cringing, with us having the pride to say, yes, this is made in South Africa.
And thank goodness South African casts. We don't have to wince at Americans trying to do South African accents.
Exactly, yeah. That was one of the other things that we started out with. There were a couple of things that we said. First of all, we're going to shoot it in South Africa with a South African cast and a South African crew. We did bring in two international actors. One of the major characters is Ed Stoppard, a UK actor, and I think he did amazingly well. But you have to do that sometimes just to sell it into other markets. But 99% of the cast is pure South African.
Fantastic. Right, I just want to say again, if there's still a few minutes, if anybody else wants to ask a question or chat to Dion or say something, you can leave another voice note on 0725671567 or call us on 0214460567. You said it was a couple of years to bring this to screen. Dion, let me talk us through the process. Did you go and say, we want to turn this into a TV series? Did Mnet come to you and say, we've got the idea? How did it sort of take life?
We have a little production company called Scene 23, and we had a look at what we can have on a slate. Trackers was one of my few books at the time that wasn't optioned or sold the movie and TV rights. So we took that to LA, my two colleagues, Kobus van der Berg and Tim Tron, and they got interest from several broadcasters. When the interest started, we went to Mnet, we offered it to them too. They brought HBO Cinemax on board. Our British partners got ZDF on board. But you know, these things take time because you have to have a first episode script, you have to have a treatment, and then slowly we put the deal together. And then I think the most time, in addition to just shooting it, which took 4 or 5 months, was developing the scripts, which we spent a lot of time on, because we knew if we could get that foundation right, then the rest would be downhill, so to speak. Okay. It never is, of course.
It's but, never an easy ride, Okay. You mentioned that several other of your books have had the rights optioned or sold, and sometimes coming to fruition in a form you didn't like, sometimes not yet making it to the screen. Are there any others that are sort of still works in progress that you hope might come to fruition?
Yeah, absolutely. The Benny Grissel rights have been re-optioned again by a UK company, and they have big plans. We're waiting for them to get the scripts done, and then they'll approach broadcasters. My novel Fever was optioned by another UK company.
I'm so excited to hear that.
Ahead. I saw the first script of the first episode. I thought it was brilliant, and they are now talking to UK and American broadcasters.
I mean, that is one of my favorite of your novels. I'm so excited to hear that someone is taking that one on, because if you haven't read Fever or Kurs, everyone do yourself a favor and go back and do so in a hurry. Right, I have to ask this. Your wife has accompanied you to the interview today, and I'm told that you actually sometimes bounce off her for your character analysis and get her input. What role does she play in the creation of the novels?
Well, a lot. You know, she's my first sounding board. When I'm struggling with something, I will read it to her. When I think I've done something that isn't too bad, I will read it to her and hope for a pat on the back, you know, oh, you're a good boy sort of thing. But no, Marianne is my consultant when it comes to clothing, especially my female characters. But I will discuss a lot with them. You know, writing is a lonely business because it's all happening in your head. And if you in a relationship like we are, where we are both at home, then it's nice that she at least knows what's happening in my head. So I try to talk to her as much as possible, but never too far ahead, because I always feel superstitious. If I tell her what's going to happen, then it influences too much, and I would like to keep that freedom. So I talk to her mostly about what I've written so
already.
Far.
I'm interested to know, but I mean, do you start with sort of the plot end in mind? Do you write and sort of see where it goes organically as you're writing?
It's a bit of both. Usually when I start, I know exactly where I want to start and I know where I could end, you know, something that would be an exciting ending. But often when during the writing process, I'm still doing a lot of research, new creative choices come up. And then if you see something that's even better than your intended ending, then you go for that. Sometimes you write until the end that you had in mind initially. Sometimes it changes completely. I just want the freedom to go wherever the information, the story, and the characters take me.
Well, we can't wait to see where Trackers has taken you on screen. For some details here, it debuts on Mnet this Sunday. It's going to be available on Showmax as well. You need to be tuned in just after Carte Blanche on Sunday evening at about 8 o'clock to see the first episode. And one last quick listener question in on our WhatsApp. Please ask, is there any chance Dion Mavers' TV series will be on Netflix at any point? It's Mnet, it's Showmax. I would guess it's not going to be Netflix.
It's not going to be Netflix, so if you want to get Showmax or Mnet, it'll be well worth it.
Okay, we can't wait to get a look at it. Dion, thank you so much for coming in today to chat about it. And please don't be too nervous. From what I hear, it sounds amazing. I'm sure the public reaction is going to be absolutely fantastic, and looking forward to reading the new book.
Thanks, Pippa. It's been a privilege.